So that's good news throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And once again, welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. On this program, we have talked about free business services that can help Ventura County employers prevent layoffs. But what if a layoff is unavoidable? If there are help for employers and workers who have to make that difficult transition, here today to answer the questions on the help and if it's available, we have in studio Martel Frazier, recorder and vice president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 770 and a member of the Workforce Development Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here this morning. And also Nancy Ambriz. And we have Nancy here, the Workforce Operations Program Manager for the Community Services Department of the Ventura County Human Services Agency. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Martel, first, how does the Workforce Development Board hear about a layoff situation? When do you first get the heads up?
The employer is required to notify EDD of a WARN notice. A WARN notice is a worker adjustment and retraining notification, and they notify the Employment Development Department with a 60-day notice. And so the employees receive the 60-day notice, and the EDD and the Workforce Development. So they have 60 days notification to get out and assist those employees that are going to be laid off.
And boy, in 60 days, everybody that owns a house, has a mortgage, that has kids, boy, oh boy, do the wheels start turning. I can only imagine, you know, what people's reactions are to that.
Absolutely. And they're thrilled when they are notified that there's an entire resource and team of individuals that come out and assist them and tell them, we can help you find another job. We have job opportunities for you. We can also acknowledge that there are other programs out there. For instance, Save Your Home California. I know recently when we had a grocery store layoff, the most interesting events that took place were when people were found out that these resources were available in the community and that they could utilize the home assistance program. They weren't going to lose their home. That was the most relief that anyone can get. I'm losing a job and I'm not going to lose my home.
That's terrific. Nancy, you have a rapid response team of professionals who can help workers with layoff transitions. What services do they provide?
We provide a variety of services, and it's a network of partners through the county, state, and nonprofit organizations. So we go directly to the employer site, and we provide information to workers about employment and training opportunities. We connect them to the American Job Centers. We also offer either classroom training or on-the-job training, financial information for people who need to learn about rolling over their 401ks, health insurance. So when they do lose their health insurance through their employers, there's access through the Affordable Care Act. Mortgage assistance such as Keep Your Home California, it provides up to $3,000 a month on mortgage assistance, as well as unemployment insurance. So we offer a variety of assistance and resources so people are able to move forward and become reemployed again.
Quite a checklist that not many people would really think of right off the top.
That's correct.
So let's stay with Nancy here. Rapid Response also provides services for employers. Now, how does that work?
So what happens, as Martel mentioned, that there is a WARN notice that goes out. When we receive that information, we approach the employers. It's a very confidential meeting, and it's a transition planning session. And we provide these services on-site for the employer. We work with them. If there's any potential of maybe saving the company, we refer them to layoff aversion resources such as economic development resources or other programs. But we do coordinate with employers, and we are as flexible as possible to help them.
Now, Martel, in your work with layoff situations, your experience, what benefits of rapid response services have you seen?
When the team comes out with all the varied resources that they offer, those employees are amazed that they're going to be walking down a road that they have never walked down before, and there's a team of people that are going to assist them in going down that road. So they're often apprised of job opportunities that are available, because workforce development has a list of opportunities for them and other jobs, also retraining that's available. And most importantly, where's our next paycheck going to come from? And when can they expect that? And they give a whole training session on how to file for unemployment, when, what they can expect, what not to do correctly. So it's a wealth of information and the greatest relief of employees to know that there's a team helping them. They're not alone.
And of course, everybody has 6 months of salary saved up in the bank, don't they? Yeah. And these are some of the issues that do come up. Let's close with this question for both of you, and we'll go with Nancy first. What would you advise an employer who might be considering layoffs? What would you say to that employer?
Call us immediately. Don't wait. We're here to help you, and we want to help you. And all you have to do is call us at our 1-800-500-7705, and we'll be there immediately. But just don't wait.
Absolutely. The sooner you can notify an employee and get that rapid response team in there, the better off that they're going to be, because they see that there's immediate relief. You can't leave them out there.
So between employers, you know, it is funny to think with layoffs, because instantly you always think of the employee as the one that's totally devastated because they lose their paycheck. But on the other hand, for the employer, you know, cutting off these workers, there's got to be an emotional issue there too, and perhaps it could be telling about their business. So there's a lot of dynamics that are happening here.
Absolutely. Management is thrilled when these rapid response teams come in, because they want to assist those employees. You know, they're as devastated as their own employees. The managers in the store, they're losing their paychecks also. So everyone's involved, and so it's a team effort.
It certainly is. Anything you'd like to add to close with, to talk to the people out there?
Well, I think what's real important is that these services do provide one important key factor for folks, and that's hope. It gives them hope. Hope of a better opportunity, a better tomorrow, and I think that's really powerful for them.
I had a question about all this. Is there a number of employees affected that kicks this in, or is it any number of employees that may be facing layoffs?
WARN notice is 50 or more employees that are facing the layoff.
And
that's required.
That's when all this comes in. But can an employer with less than 50 employees take advantage of these services?
Absolutely.
Yes, most certainly. Even if it's just a couple of employees, we'll go to your site and work with you.
Okay. Because, you know, obviously a lot of our businesses here are small businesses.
That's
and
correct.
Probably under 50 employees. So this is available for them too.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And the thing is, a great point by Rich, because what employees matter? You know, the one who is you, you know, that's the thing. So it's always among that 50, everybody, you know, goes very close with their family and, you know, their obligations and all of that. So a very, very tense and uncomfortable situation, but it can be remedied if you use the proper resources. And going with the rapid response services, you can visit the Workforce Development Board website. That's workforceventuracounty.org, or call 805-500-7705. That's workforceventuracounty.org, 805-500-7705. They're going to help you out, and they'll direct you to the right people, whether you are an employer or an employee, and this has happened to you. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really, really do appreciate it. On News Talk 1590 KVTA, once again, we do have the numbers here. That is workforceventuracounty.org, workforceventuracounty.org, the number 805-500-7705.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
And here we are on News Talk 1590 KVTA. It is 8:50, March 2nd, Wednesday morning.
Now, the